A Utah lawmaker is drafting a bill that would mandate the testing of all rape kits collected from victims of sexual assault, including a backlog at the state's crime lab. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Democratic Salt Lake Representative Angela Romero says her proposed bill would create a tracking system and database for rape kits so victims of sexual assault can keep tabs on their case. It also includes a requirement that all rape kits get tested, which she says could help catch more sexual predators.
When kits are processed, we're identifying serial rapists. So a stranger to me might be a familiar person to another individual.
But that's not the only reason.
It's also about giving victims closure and letting them know that this happened to you. We want to make sure if you went through that whole process that you're going to get an outcome.
The state's crime lab currently puts the number of untested rape kits at about 1,400. That's a decrease from more than 2,000 a few years ago, thanks to a new grant and carryover funding from the state's budget. Romero says as the national conversation around sexual assault has shifted, so too must Utah's approach to prioritizing these cases.
And we're starting to go from, well, what are you wearing? How much did you have to drink? To seeing it from the victim's perspective.
Romero is the assistant whip in the Democratic caucus. She's been working on issues of sexual violence and assault for the last 3 years and introduced the Start by Believing Day resolution in support of victims passed in 2015. Romero says she doesn't yet know the total cost for her proposal, but is hoping to attract bipartisan support for the legislation during the upcoming session. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.